Hello gets the applause of the crowd.
Well, they had to sit in silence for 20 minutes, so now they're...
So they're sort of kind of relieved.
Well, usually you have like a comedian come out and warm them up.
Oh, right.
But in this case, there's just me.
The crowd loves it.
There's a lot happening here. We might as well get right in. Might as well get right into it.
Sure. Money for Ukraine?
Money for Ukraine. Get your jets for free.
So apparently Bernie voted against it.
Yeah, he's radical. You know.
Well, I know it's because of the Israel money.
Bernie would prefer to shut everything down and feed everybody. He's a radical.
Well, he's all in on Ukraine, though.
You know, look, the argument, you know, about doing nothing is great until, you know, they move to the next
country.
Well, they move to the next country. And then eventually what? And then when they're outside London, then what?
Right, exactly.
That's the thing. I mean, you know, I don't like getting into like territorial disputes, but at the same time, it's like, you know, those are defined borders, so we're playing past that now.
Exactly.
We're not doing that anymore.
Who knows if he would be satisfied with Ukraine if he got? We're talking about Putin now. Would be satisfied with Ukraine if he got it. But it's hard not to think about Hitler and Czechoslovakia and then Poland and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he does seem to be following that gameplay.
Well, will the argument be different for other former Soviet republics? I mean...
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right.
Why?
Well, that's the question I can't get the answer to, is why. Like, why are they doing this? Like, why now?
Yeah, people have answers, and I, you know, he does seem to be wanting to reestablish the Soviet Union.
Well, I mean, I heard the impetus was from Ukraine becoming more westernized, possibly joining NATO. You know what I mean?
I mean, so nobody has said that, but we know how he feels about NATO, for instance. I think we should get Ukraine and NATO as soon as possible.
Like, is this going to be World War III? Is that what we're doing here? Or...
Okay, I mean, that's... It's... However, letting him take Ukraine moves us closer to World War III than not letting him take Ukraine.
Speaking of moving closer to World War III, can you hear me? Hello.
I can hear you. You got the
hello
VU meter.
Oh yeah, that's right. I got the thing. Hello. Hello. I don't know what's going on here. Where am I?
You can't see yourself in the
Hello. That's the master. The fuck is going on here? Hello. That's me? Hello. Okay, that's me. Now you speak.
Okay.
I guess we're okay then. Big news, though. We have big news on in terms of the show. I should probably go over this with you.
Oh, right.
So, you know, I've been developing a TikTok account.
Just in time.
With the hopes of being able to broadcast live.
Okay.
Live on TikTok.
Yeah.
So you have to have 1,000 followers to be able to do that.
Okay.
So for 2 months, I've been stuck at like 51 followers.
Okay.
5-1, like two digits, 5-1. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was never going to happen, right? Obviously. I mean, you know, I busted out the calculator, the one that has the paper as part of the calculator, that one.
Okay.
Yeah, like a real accounting calculator.
So you got a readout and everything.
Yeah, it looks like it was going to take about 11 years, 11 years, 7 months to get those 1,000 followers.
Mathematically speaking.
Not really going to happen. But last night, dropped a meme, and it went viral.
Ah.
So far, 1.2 million views on that.
What?
Yes. And followers have went from 51 to 960-something.
Were naked women involved?
We are. No, but there was a sexual nature of the thing.
Okay.
It started a huge gender argument, which was great.
Right, we love that.
Basically, it was four frat guys at a party. Actually, what it was a picture of, during the January 6th riots, they got a picture of all these CIA agents standing around acting like they were regular people. So there's that photo. So someone had taken that photo. Looks like older guys at a frat party, maybe. The caption said, this photo just dry rubbed my labia for 2 minutes and asked if I came. What? So immediately women start dogpiling on this thing, right? And I mean, you know, it's a sisterhood of the ya-ya traveling pants all over again. I mean, we're talking about the beginning of suffrage is what we got going here. And then, of course, guys are kind of trying to pile in too, saying, oh, that's not me. You know what I mean?
Like, don't do that.
And don't do that. And as soon as they would do that, they would get dragged by the women.
Of course.
So this went on. I went to bed at 11:30. I couldn't watch it anymore, but every few seconds, loading up, 99 notifications, 10 new followers.
Wow.
I mean, still going when I went to bed. Still going right now.
And this is TikTok.
This is TikTok, and we're at 1.2 now.
Wow.
Yeah. So basically the point is, by about noon today, we're going to have 1,000 followers on that account, which means we can start doing live shows.
That's amazing.
Yes, I know. All the power of the internet.
This isn't the Chinese, is it?
It most certainly is, but that might be changing. So, you know, that vote went through. So, you know,
it did.
I believe China now has the choice of, you know, either pulling it or selling it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Which I don't fully understand that exactly.
I know.
Because it's effective, or I don't understand what is the problem there?
Well, I think they're worried about, you know, Chinese interference in, well, anything.
Don't we interfere with ourselves enough? I mean, is it really a fear China's going to fuck everything up? I mean, aren't we doing a pretty good job of that normally?
I honestly don't know what the exact problem is. And I know a lot of people don't know exactly what the problem is with, you know, ByteDance owning this thing. They claim that there's safeguards, that, you know, we have to protect
the kids. There's so much misinformation. Wait till you hear about the internet.
Okay.
If you think TikTok's bad for misinformation, wait till you hear about the regular internet.
Well, right. That's one of the things I'm wondering. Is there that much misinformation on TikTok?
Oh, yeah.
Less, more than, say, Facebook?
I don't think there's more.
But are we more worried about the Chinese than the Russians?
You know, I think they're saying the quiet part really quiet, which is, you know, these tools have the ability to propagandize and change populations, which is something they've kept pretty quiet about while they were selling us stuff with it. Now the Chinese are coming in, allegedly, of course. Allegedly. And, you know, they're spreading this misinformation. You know, I myself the other day was like, geez, is the Earth flat? I was thinking, you know? And I think that comes from TikTok, seeing it 45 million times on TikTok.
Okay. See, I'm not on TikTok, so I really don't know what's going on there.
Well, you're going to be going on TikTok today. actually.
Apparently.
Well, you're going to have an account for us to be able to add to this one to perform. You know what I mean?
I might have an account. Maybe not. It's been a while. There was a point when I was looking at it, and this was several years ago, because there was some clever little, you know, short videos that people were, you know, putting up.
And right.
So I guess you don't have to be a member to go on and look. And you know? So probably I'm not going to have an account.
Well, it's free. So, yeah. You know, we're going to need other supplies, too. We should probably do this meeting off air, but there's a number of things we're going to need. You're going to need to get a light ring.
Okay. Oh, sure. Yeah, sure.
Which I don't have. I think I can get one at Walmart, though.
Yeah, right.
What do you think, Walmart?
All You Fascists brought to you by
Brought to you by I Don't Think So. No, but there's a few things where, you know, because we're gonna, you know, you're gonna be on film. You're gonna be on film, so
yeah,
you know, hat, glasses, you know, the look. I mean, I don't know what's going on. You know, I mean, right now I'm hideous. This is not the right time for this to be happening, career wise. So,
well, I guess you just got to, you know, throw down.
Well, I saw the rate I was acquiring followers, and I was like, okay, I have some months here that I can, you know, try to figure it out. You know, the look.
Sure, okay, yeah.
So that looks like that's probably going to be tomorrow. So, yeah, this is rough. I might actually have to go to a professional hairdresser.
Mohawk.
It's not a bad idea. I'm just incredibly too fat. We're going to have to move this. We got to figure out angles. We're going to have a whole deal where we just sit around and try to figure out what our shots are, you know?
Headshots.
What else? So you have a camera on your computer.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to figure this out. We might have to call young people to help us.
Sure, right. Yeah. I know a couple.
You know a couple of young people that maybe can step in and advise on this?
Yeah, I mean, they're almost hackers.
I like almost hackers.
Right?
So does the crowd.
To all the hackers.
To all the hackers. Okay, well, this could be good then. So, you know, hey, this is very exciting here. You know, this is about to be a live show.
Yeah, folks, you're going to get a chance to see us.
Well, see, you only get to broadcast if you have 1,000 or more followers, so you know, we can't just start going right when we hit 1,000. You understand what I'm saying? You know, because what if people kick out? We might lose the ability to do it, you know?
Sure.
We can't go live and then immediately lose 20 followers and we're not live anymore.
Oh, right. We should have a little cushion? Is that what you're saying?
We're going to need a little cushion for the pushing on that deal.
Right? Like 1,100 anyway.
You think so? I mean, I kind of feel like if we get to 1050, then we're kind of
okay.
We'll make a decision. You know, we're gonna have to watch it. You know what I mean? We're gonna have to stop the show.
What this TikTok rule is anyway with 1,000 people, but so you know more about that than I do. But I'm along.
Well, the idea is, you know, we start going and then we start accumulating more followers. That's the idea. So.
So if. Then once having seen us, we lose some. That's not.
That's the big. They call that the event horizon of this whole thing. You know what I mean? You can't really see past it scientifically.
Yeah. All right.
Very exciting though, right?
It's very exciting. Yeah.
And all thanks to my virility.
Really.
Unbelievable.
Virility, huh?
Well, when you go viral, then you have strong virility, right?
Oh, glad it doesn't have anything to do with sperm count.
I think that ship has sailed. I don't.
Okay, very exciting. Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing this.
All right.
I'm probably going to be out of contact for about a week. I'm going to Sacramento.
Okay, so when you say Sacto, you mean Sacramento?
Yeah.
Okay, so we say Sactown.
Sacktown.
Sacktown. Right.
I guess I've heard that, but
I think Sacktoe is probably like the lesbian poet.
No, but that's what people from Sacramento generally call it. Sacktoe. It's pretty common.
I have never heard that before.
Are you from Sacramento?
I'm not.
When's the last time you were in Sacramento?
Never been.
Okay, so trust me.
But still, it seems weird though. It's too much sack. You know what I mean? What about Houston? What do you call Houston?
I wouldn't know.
H-Town.
H-Town. Well, okay. Yeah. That could be, I mean, the first letter of any town. Sort of boom.
Let's get back to the show. This kind of went off the rails bit here. Sorry.
I think what's been exciting me the most is the travails of Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Hmm. Please take us through the last 72 hours.
Yeah. Well, I love that no one is letting her forget about Jewish space lasers.
Hmm.
But I was perusing the Washington Times, Newsmax, and some of the other. Even some conservatives are calling her Moscow Marjorie.
Oh, jeez.
But the real deal is her threats to oust Mike Johnson seem to have absolutely fallen flat.
Now I heard there were a couple more Republicans, like two or three, wanting to join. No.
Sure, but not nearly enough to undo the damage.
And officially, the reason she wants him out is what?
The stated reason is because he voted for money for Ukraine.
I see.
And just most Republicans are not down with that.
Do you think they're breeding her to replace Donald Trump as the, you know, kind of off the reservation lunatic?
No, I think
lunatic?
She's done herself serious damage this last week. It may be a downward trend for her. Well, I mean, she kept threatening, hey, Mike Johnson, if you vote for a Ukraine bill, we've got this sword of Damocles hanging over your head of a move to vacate. And so he did it. And she did nothing.
I mean, how great would it be, though, if a Jewish tech company started working on, like, a space laser? You know what I mean? Like, it'd be so great. Like, we're switching this department over. We need a... What's this for?
I think they would have to pay her some money.
Well, I mean, if they can sue Dominion, or they can sue over that, you know what I mean?
Right, sure.
I don't know. What's the difference? I mean, you saw the Alex Jones. Did you watch the Alex Jones documentary? It's so good.
Okay.
I think it's on Netflix.
Okay.
Or it might be on HBO.
Wouldn't matter.
It goes through the whole Sandy Hook thing. Like, everything they did, both the trials, the defamation trials, all of that. Unbelievable. Definitely required viewing, I think. It's as good as the Enron documentary. It's that good.
Wow. Because that's great.
It's a lot of him just going with his hands up in the air like, you know what I mean? He's guilty as shit. He knows it.
Well, I've witnessed some of that myself, you know. I mean, what a foul human being.
Can you imagine your kid gets killed in a school shooting, and then you got this asshole on TV saying that you're a crisis actor? You haven't even buried the kid yet.
Well, so I think Marjorie Taylor Greene has done something similar to that. She's just left dangling in the breeze. She's got a little bit of support, but I think she just lost her base in the Republican side of the House.
Is she up for a seat this November? Is she up?
Because it's every 2 years right. in the House. So, yeah, of course she is. We'll see. We'll see what the good people of, northern Georgia are going to do. Fulton County, is it? But, yeah, I don't know. Has she lost enough credibility to lose her seat? That remains to be seen.
Is credibility part of the equation? Doesn't matter that she has no credibility.
It hasn't so far, but as soon as they voted the money and she came out, well, you've got this this move to vacate, are you gonna call it to a vote? And she's going, well, I'm gonna let the other members of my caucus go home and talk to their constituents. And then, of course, that was over the weekend. And then Monday she came back and nothing.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is the Dan Quayle of Lauren Boebert's. No, I'm wrong. Marjorie Taylor Greene is the Dan Quayle. Who's the other one? Of Sarah Palin's.
Oh, shoot. Long string. But, she's a special case. And she's marked out a different pathway than even Lauren Boebert. It's kind of weird, but it seemed like, at one point she might be gaining power. And I think that's
obviously her move is I'm pushing all my chips in the center of the table and hope that Trump wins.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause that seems to be for sure. I don't know, though, because there's definitely a lot of people out there that don't need Trump to be full-on fascists.
Right. That's true.
And I think she's one of them.
It still blows my mind, Georgia. You know what I mean? Like, Georgia is, like, is becoming, like, a progressive, flashpoint. It's a place where the Democrats could take hold. And did in
it's
the last
a purple,
election.
Purple state, oddly enough.
It's a purple state.
Yeah.
See, I'm in Arizona, which was blue last election, but everyone was pissed off about it. Basically,
have they gotten rid of that 1864 anti-abortion law yet?
No, they haven't.
They tried a couple of times, haven't they?
I think it's going to come down to, like when they were doing the weed prohibition in the late 70s and you had judges, refusing to prosecute.
Right.
So I think that's going to be the final holding point is, judges refusing to prosecute people that get abortions. You know what I mean?
Right. That'd be interesting. I can hear the Republicans right now. Constitutional crisis.
No, I can hear every Republican as soon as their daughter gets pregnant. All right, get in the car.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, get in the car.
It's interesting, all these Republicans that have had, it comes out that they've had, abortions in the past or,
right.
Paid for abortions in the past. And when they need one, ideology step aside.
We've got a word for that. It's hypocrisy.
I think they should be giving awards for hypocrisy. Because those are some stellar moves.
It takes a lot of balls. You have the right combination of balls. In particular, the size of the nuts. I think
big balls. As big ACDC balls. Would say.
Right, big balls done dirt cheap. Is the way that goes. Just shameless. A lot of it. You poll the country and you get a pretty clear reaction on abortion, right? I mean,
sure.
When you do the polls,
sure.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, 2/3.
it's a good two-thirds, good solid two-thirds.
Yeah.
So it seems like the general population of the country has made the decision already on this.
Yeah, sure. So, I think we'll get there. It looks like we're doing that right now, too. Except in Arizona.
Well, you know, it's Republicans like to take like three or four phrases out of the Bible and build like a whole philosophy off of it. And sure. Even though there's like hundreds and hundreds of phrases about, you know, helping immigrants, the poor, the sick, you know what I mean? There's literally hundreds and hundreds of verses, you know, and
all the memes.
Yeah. All that gets ignored.
Yeah. Well, why are evangelical Christians so bad at Christianity?
Look, I'll swallow all of it as soon as you start trying to ban Red Lobster. You know what I mean? as soon as I see throngs of people outside of Red Lobster protesting, you know, with Leviticus, holding up big signs about Leviticus. Sure. If you're willing to do that, then I'm willing to look the other way on a lot of stuff. Do you know what I mean? Own it. I'm saying own it. Be it.
Well, that would be less hypocritical to, you know.
Just be it. Be it. We shouldn't be having, we're not allowed to eat shellfish.
Yeah, right.
It says it. It's not confusing at all. You know? Don't eat fucking shellfish.
How about spilling loose seed?
Yeah. Can we just plead here? That's like the only thing I've done. I don't. You want three or four of me running around? Come on.
Speaking about credibility, though, the judge and Trump's lawyers, you're losing all credibility with this court.
Yeah, you don't want to hear the judge say that.
I would think not. You know?
That's not going to play well.
But have they just given up on the court and they're just playing to the court of public opinion? Is that what they're trying to do?
Yeah, but it's a jury trial. That's the thing. Yeah. I'm not saying that's not a move you can do strategically, but not when there's 12 people sitting there. You can't.
That's who's going to deliver the judgment.
I mean, we're looking at between 1 and 4 years in prison. One year for sure has been proven already. The 1 year deal. Records were falsified.
Sure.
Now, the question is, can you prove that these records were falsified during the commission of another crime?
For that purpose, yes.
Right.
For the purpose of defrauding the election.
And that's where it gets weird, and it's weird there. And I don't think they're going to get it. You know, because he hasn't been convicted of that. You see what I'm saying? So the legal question becomes, can you reference a crime when the person hasn't been convicted of the crime?
Yeah, right. You see? So what if he's acquitted?
On all counts?
What does that do? Yeah.
And he walks? Just nothing? Yeah. Well, then we move on to the next trial.
He's one down, four to go,
and this one, you know, like I said, I think they're overreaching here a little. The other problem is Cohen. We talked about this the other day. You know, the genius of Donald Trump is to surround himself with scumbags, so that later he
can throw them under the bus. Whenever.
Sure. Well, what are you going to believe that guy? He's a scumbag. That was your attorney, Donald.
I guess it was Jimmy Kilmer.
Are you saying Jimmy said, Kimmel? Is that what you're saying?
Kimmel. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I think it was him that said, what was it? You've lost credibility. What do you mean I lost credibility? I lost it when I took the job as Trump's attorney.
Right.
So anyway, but yeah.
No, right. That's your star witness. So that's not a good star witness.
Let's see. What was the other, some of the other late night comedians? Jordan Klepper said he should pay hush money to himself.
Right. Yeah.
Because he's blabbing. What are they going to do about this guy? He can't control himself, apparently.
He can't, and he knows that they can't control him either. So
yeah, are they going to really put him in jail for,
right?
Violating the gag order?
He's pushing the envelope. He knows. I mean, right now the Supreme Court's weighing on the fact of, can he commit a crime at all? Right? Is that even possible?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why are they even listening to that case?
Look, I look at it like a mob trial. You know, it's happening in New York, so it's the right setting. You know, in a mob trial, you end up with a guy standing there as your prime witness, and he's a serial killer, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's killed 16 people. He's the one standing. Right. He's the one standing there pointing the finger at the Don, pointing the finger at the lieutenants. So you could always make the argument, like, how are you going to believe that guy? He's a scumbag, right?
Sure.
So I don't know. Does scumbaggery disqualify you from being able to turn state's evidence? I don't think so.
No.
It's not like he got off. He did his time. Cohen, you know what I mean? He sat there.
Cohen?
Right. Like, he didn't plea bargain.
You've got to look at, too. I mean, it's not just what people are saying. Trump had a reason to lie for his client. He was doing it for his client. What kind of reason does he have now to lie about this situation? Maybe animus towards Trump because he did throw him under the bus.
He started a podcast, an anti-Donald Trump podcast. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's a few things he did that it would be easy to point at that and say, well, obviously he's got a beef with him. It's vindictive. Right.
Right. But it seems like his way out of that, though, is to tell the truth now.
Right. The truth shall set you free.
Something like that, yeah.
Right.
But anyway, that it's not to say that he's not lying, but I don't think he is. I think that's a kind of a general feeling out there. But you don't, you just don't weight what he says more than it should be.
The factual evidence we have is that bank records were falsified.
Right. And we get, Pecker's testimony might be more damning.
I mean, to me, my understanding is there's two options here in terms of charging him and convicting him. There's two facets to this. So, And my understanding is you can get one without the other. So,
okay. Yeah.
You know, they're pushing for four. They want the 4 years is what they want.
Okay.
So if they can prove that, that's 4 years in jail.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
That'd be something, huh? But the one year does enough damage to him.
Sure.
Even if it's just 1 year. Do you see any scenario where Donald Trump sits in jail?
Oh, sure. I mean, I see a scenario where he doesn't, but...
Right.
It's kind of where we're at. How could we get this?
I mean, it's pretty obvious that he's guilty, so the question is, is the system going to work or is it not going to? And if it doesn't, then does that...
Well, you're right. That's the funny part. I think pretty much everybody on both sides of the thing... No, he did it.
Right. Right.
They know he bonked the porn star and then paid her money to stay quiet about it as a, to keep that information from the voter.
Sure. Which in and of itself is not illegal. You know what I mean?
That by itself is not illegal.
Right.
But it sure would, I would think, make you lose you know.
Well, the problem is when the difference between cutting somebody a check for an NDA and or instructing your lawyer to pay them and then you paying the lawyer under the pretense of legal services.
Is anybody fooled by that?
I'm just saying that's the crime in essence. That's the first crime is you can't do that way. There's nothing wrong with paying her for the NDA. There's nothing wrong with that. But you can't you can't pull it out of your campaign and give it to your lawyer as legal fees.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's against the law. And New York doesn't like that.
Yeah, the records were falsified.
They were falsified. So that's the first hurdle that has to be cleared, and that's a year in jail.
Okay. Well, I don't see how they can avoid that one then.
Seems awfully tough to get out of that one, right? I mean,
yeah.
Unless you do a plea bargain after the fact.
Or unless you win the presidency.
Unless you win the presidency and just dismantle the Justice Department.
However, this is a state deal, so that wouldn't actually work that way.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, that's true. As a matter of fact, you know, New York waited their turn for this, right? They're waiting for the actual Justice Department to make a move, and they never did.
Yeah.
Which left this open.
And Georgia is the same thing.
Which, it's kind of a cruel little twist of irony there. If the Justice Department had just taken the case and then dropped it, you know, thought there wasn't any meat on the bone or half-heartedly tried to prosecute it, and then he might be out on both of these.
Right. But that is ironic.
It is ironic. And New York has a reputation for not giving a shit about who they're prosecuting. Like they really.
Is that right?
Oh yeah, New York. Well, you know, our first mob trials are in New York, right? Uh-huh. I mean, these were guys that were untouchable in society, and you know, in fact, it was Giuliani who drug him up there.
Sure, right? He made his fame that way.
Oh yeah, you know, and that was New York's thing. Was like in the Commonwealth, you can't get away with that shit. So it doesn't matter who you are.
Well, I'm kind of there. What is it? Fiat justitia ruat calum. Let justice be done, though the heavens should fall.
Right.
We might kind of be there with this idea, too, the whole Trump trial thing.
I don't think the people in New York, prosecutors, attorneys in New York, are looking at Trump going, he's more powerful than John Gotti. Do you know what I mean? I think they have a memory for mob bosses.
Sure. And the correlation is apt.
I think so.
Yeah.
So I see Michael Cohen like a lieutenant, like a henchman, kind of.
Yeah, who turned.
He turned states, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. So much false bravado there with the whole rat thing and the whole, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Takes a lot of courage to stand up and tell the truth. So
there's really consequential events happening that we just don't flat out have much idea of how it's going to turn out.
Well, you know, you have a hope, you have the past to look at, you have, you know, but I think we are in somewhat uncharted territory here in terms of.
Sure, yeah, we definitely.
You know,
but there's some indications, some hopeful indications.
I think we've gotten a good look at despotism in the last few years. We've gotten a nice close look at it, at what it looks like, how it moves in a society. And I think we're turned off again by it. I hope. I would hope. Right?
However, there's a bunch of people that, apart from being moving away from it, are all in.
Right. Well, they've got some. They're flying the moral flag there. It's to save the country. They've kind of convinced a small, an ever smaller group of people that's what's at stake here.
Sure.
My favorite thing to post is the economic chart where it shows surplus versus deficit for each administration.
Sure.
Right. So, you know, when you look at that chart, you know, it's fairly obvious what's happening when you look at it. We tend to go into a lot of debt and shortfall when we have Republicans in office. And then, you know,
and they reduce, and then they cut taxes for the wealthy and reduce revenue,
which fucks everything
increasing
up,
exponentially, you know, the deficit.
So, and then we, and then of course we get a, we get Democrats in office who fix that.
Yeah.
And sometimes end up with a surplus, even. That can happen.
Bill Clinton.
But I love posting that and then just watching people try to dance mental circles around it, like trying to figure out why it's so great, you know, because it's pretty cold mathematically when you look at it. Like it's,
oh,
it's,
right.
It's pretty hard to dance around and make that argument that somehow the Republicans were more fiscally responsible.
Sure.
But people try, man. It's fun. That's what the social media is great, you know.
They believe it, so, you know, so they see it.
Social media is great because you got to write it down.
You know what I mean? I agree.
It's different.
At the beginning of Facebook, there were a lot of people that couldn't write two sentences.
Correct.
And writing has gotten noticeably better.
I've stopped writing altogether. I'm just throwing memes out now. That's it. I am done. I spent 15 years trying to educate. I'm out. I don't care now.
I will say I certainly have backed up quite a bit on Facebook anyway. I used to engage, you know.
I used to write diatribes, like page and a half diatribes where I fixed the country. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I go back like a month later and read it and double over and cringe. You know? And all I think is, Jesus, what an asshole. You know?
I know. So there's been some settling out in that whole process. Everybody. It's but, completely different.
But I like it though. You know what I mean? If you share something, if you post something, you're claiming it now. So you got to own it. And, you know, I don't know. There's a policing that can happen, and it does happen.
Yeah. On many different levels. Some of it's just grammar. People are grammatized better than they used to because of the grammar Nazis on Facebook.
Right. It's helped me.
I mean, right. So, yeah, ridicule works.
So, you know, now I'm like, I didn't have an opinion about TikTok, you know, circa yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't care that they were banning it.
Right? If we're going to get on there live.
I know.
It's a whole new ball game.
Isn't it so great that we're finally getting on live and they're going to cancel the whole thing? It's so good.
I don't think TikTok is going away.
It's too big a business.
Yeah. And I don't think it's really a good thing for Biden right now.
Banning TikTok?
Yeah. I think there's going to be more people upset by it.
Yeah, it kind of does the opposite of, you know, the student loans, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have no problem with Biden buying the election. You know what I mean? In terms of the student loan forgiveness, you know, because I think it's a morally repugnant that we make students borrow money to go to fucking college. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it makes no sense to me,
especially at the level that it's at right now. So much money.
Well, you got to create debt slaves if you want to build like a real society. People understand this.
Of course, there's a lot of people that are in on that.
Well, you have to have people invested in the thing continuing, right? And so if you're not invested, then it's easy to say, ah, fuck it, you know? So back in the day, you used to just get people into mortgages for houses, right? That was the deal?
Sure.
You know? Yeah. Soon as you get out of school, you get your job, you buy a house. You know, then you're invested for 30 years.
Exactly. That's why the plan is the way it is. It works.
But then at some point, they figured out the rentals and all that, and then they're like, okay, what about college then? You know, if we can't get you into a mortgage for a $300,000 house, let's get you $300,000 in college debt.
Yeah.
So you're invested.
That works too. And definitely worse than it was even 20 years ago. You're going to wind up in more debt.
You can never get out of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's why at least 4 years of college should be free. We need to be educating as many of our you know, people, particularly who, you know, don't have enough money to go to college.
Well, as many people as much as you can, as many people as much as you can.
Brains. Yeah.
Yeah, we need them. We need them. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what, you know, countries, well, most countries in Europe have that. And, I mean, that's why Finland is this, you know, has the best, the best.
They do. Right? They do. It is the best.
All that results on, you know, science.
Well, you
math,
look. You look. Engineering. I think what you're referring to is the happiness index. You know,
well, there, right, which is it's, there's a, well, it's correlated with that.
It's pretty straightforward. The happiness index. It just measures all kind of things. You know, birth weight, infant mortality, college education, yeah, obesity, it measures
longevity,
everything. It measures every possible thing you can measure and then assigns the score. And as it turns out, you know, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Finland, they're always in the top four.
Sure. And America continues to drop.
I think we were 19th last time, which isn't bad. I mean, it's not, you know, yeah, what I mean? 19th's not horrible. There's hundreds of countries. So
we used to be number one.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
and much of that we used to. But
so
no, but yeah, college should be 4 years of the college should be.
So the question is Biden, you know, if they go through with the TikTok ban, you know, you're talking about everybody under the age of 27 is probably not going to be fired up about that.
Yeah, right.
So that seems like counterintuitive to doing the student loan forgiveness. Seems yeah, kind of juxtaposed to that in a way.
And he signed it.
So, but then again, you know, it might not go away. It just might turn into an American conglomerate.
I think they're pushing for that. I think that's what they'd rather see happen. And there may be good reasons that they're not telling us to.
Well, in terms of data collection, you're never going to do better than Facebook did.
Yeah. I mean, why not ban that?
Well, I'm just saying it's done. Don't we know all the connections already? Don't we? Yeah, you tell me the CIA doesn't have an opinion about each person at this point. I mean,
yeah.
Are we still missing data? Like, Facebook was a genius. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Here, you list all your friends, family, connections, towns, schools. You put it all together for us. It's perfect. So I'm saying, what are we learning now from TikTok that we didn't already know from Facebook?
Yeah.
I guess because young people aren't using Facebook. That's the problem.
Facebook's still the much bigger platform, though.
It's a lot of older people, and there's a lot of dead people on Facebook, too.
That's for sure.
Yeah, it's like a quarter dead people.
I still get birthday rememberings from dead people.
In another 50 years, half the people on Facebook won't exist.
Well, yeah.
It's insane. My dog has two different Facebook accounts, so I'll put it to you that way.
Yeah. So
I have a dog that isn't even alive anymore that has a Facebook account.
I'm going to get a TikTok account now. So
you got to get one.
Yeah.
This is a tough thing. I mean, we're really going to need to brainstorm. We're going to need some other talent to come in and help us set this up.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, maybe who's the bodyguard? Compton?
Oh, right.
Right.
He would be a good one. Of course, he's in France right now.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't mean he can't help us.
Right.
you know, we want to set up for, you know, we can do our own research as well. You know, I think these things are going to cost about $80 total, probably, at the end. You know,
wow,
I think the ring you can get for under $20 on Amazon. The light ring, they probably have it at Walmart too for $15.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I mean, they really,
we could produce a TV show for $80.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, and a lot of the programs we're using are free, so
yeah.
You know, do we have anything to say? We're about to find out. Actually, what we're about to find out is people looking at us going to help?
Hey, I have something to say.
Yes.
I have something to say.
Look, I'm thinking, well, you got to think about your look, okay?
Yeah, right.
I mean, like, if you were going to go to the MTV Music Awards, for example, right? Mm-hmm. And go sit in the audience.
Right.
So how would you dress to go do that? Like, what would the look be?
You know what I mean? Exactly. I'd wear black.
We definitely want to err on the side of cooler than we actually are. So.
Well, that's my life.
That was my major, so.
You're right. I've actually been thinking a little bit about that, because the reason I'm going to Sacramento is I'm going to my high school reunion.
Oh, that's fantastic. Is that 50?
58.
Jesus Christ.
I know. And what's a 58th reunion? What, you know, usually it's multiples of 5 or 10, right?
I think you usually go, what, 10, 20, 30, and then 50.
Well, I've only been to two. I went to the 40 was the last one I went to. And then the one, though, the essential high school reunion is the 10-year.
Oh, for sure. But that's the fake one.
Well, see, but people have an agenda.
I know, but that's like high school.
They felt they lacked in high school. They're all in on now for the 10-year.
It's just a bunch of people showing up to a job interview, basically. That's the 10th. That's the 10th.
Well, that's one group job interview. Coolness factor is for another. That might have been me.
It's like, I was at my reunion. I'm like, we can't all be successful. You
know what I mean? Like, sure.
You know what I mean? There were 300 of us. We can't all have made it. So.
Sure. And indeed, we all have not.
Right. I heard the 20 is a lot more fun than the 10. So I skipped the 10 and I went to the I went to the 20.
See, I didn't go to my 20s.
And, you know, what I found at my 20 is everybody looked exactly the same as we were in high school to me. Like, the whole thing was just a weird acid flashback of high school.
Oh, right. Sure.
I think I ended up leaving early.
Yeah. Right. It's a little bit like, what were those movies where they go back in time to their, when they're in high school, Peggy Sue got married or something. Back to the Future. Yeah, there's a little bit of that. I can see where that dynamic would work with the 20. You're a little more interested in, you know, where you've arrived financially and socially. And
but I heard like the 30, 50, I heard those are the best ones, though. Like the 50, the 40, the 50.
I don't know. The 10... for me, was the most interesting. The 40 was kind of boring.
Yeah, but nobody gives a shit anymore.
Yeah, right? Well, yeah. I remember, with the agendas that people... there was this one woman. She had this sheath dress on, just slinky dress that really showed off her features. And she had long blonde hair, like Peggy Lipton in the... Monstrot or whatever that was, and she was dancing, and she was just she went home with Louis Alvarez. And everybody's like, Wanda Adams, who is that? You know, where'd she come from? So we went home and looked in the yearbook, you know, after the whole thing was over, looked her up, and she was just this. She had glasses. She had kind of a mousy look. She had short, dark hair, and nobody knew her, you know. So she, that was her agenda. I think she succeeded.
She pulled it off.
Yeah, brilliantly.
My ex-wife. It's complicated, but yeah, we went into my 20s. She was so smoking hot that night. Like, I mean, she was light years hotter than anyone else in the room by far.
Well, that's a good look.
I mean, she looked like a goddamn, some type of like European supermodel or actress or something. I had guys coming up to me going, Jesus Christ, Benitez, what the fuck? You know what I mean? The whole night.
You? How did you do that?
I'm telling you, now I finally realize that that's how people have been relating to me my whole life. So, yeah, it's pretty disturbing, actually. I always thought, oh, he must be really cool. That's what they're thinking. Oh, he must be really cool. No. So,
well, I showed up for the 10-year in a leather jacket, long hair. I had my girlfriend was a model and really looking hot. And so, yeah, I think that was my agenda.
I was the king of Siam that night.
Yeah, right.
In fact, it was better than anything that happened during high school, even, you know.
See, that's, I'm telling you, that's what some people were trying to do.
But now we're not together, right? Ex-wife situation.
Right.
So,
sure.
So, like, you know, another reunion coming up. It's like, now I'm just going to show up myself. Well, I fucked that up.
Oh, that's what we expected.
Where's your, yeah, there you go. Oh, there he is. You know. Oh, your smoking hot wife couldn't make it tonight. Oh, we're not together anymore. Wow, what a shock that is. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so high school reunion.
Life in general is a huge disaster. I mean, if we're gonna just lay it out there. What a disappointment overall, I would say. Right? I mean, you have a kid, whatever, you know, Cosmo, there's some immortality, some chain of immortality that's created there. So, you know, your perspective.
To a degree, right?
So your perspective is screwed up a little bit with that. I'm saying you're not one of us anymore, James.
Well, one thing that's a truism, though, high school never ends.
Yeah. That's true.
You learn about sociability. And social mores in high school, and that's where it is.
You can find me on TikTok on like, share, and follow. Yeah, I really named the account like, share, and follow.
What is it?
Like, comma, share, comma, and follow.
Oh, okay, right.
With a heart. See, the great thing about TikTok is you can change all of that information every 30 days or so often.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I can change the whole thing to make it look like it was the podcast thing the whole time. See what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah, so no one will know. In a year from now, no one will even know.
That's got...
It's genius.
I can see where that... Yeah, I can see where that's good.
It's sheer genius.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm not the only one that thought of this, but I mean, it's this is happening.
Well, we're going to find out.
Give me more praise.
hit the applause button.
Thank you. That's all I wanted. Well, we talked a lot about different stuff today.
We did.
You know, we've got, obviously the former president is, you know, in a turmoil right now in court. He is sleeping and farting his way through it, but nonetheless, it's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. And it seems like it's happening.
And what else did we learn? You should have stayed with your wife.
Well, I don't know.
You know what I mean? Well, it's one or the other, you know. It's either a yes or no, so.
Yeah, and so I'm that's where I'm at with, I don't know.
Well, I thought I didn't know.
Now you know.
Now I know.
Life has a way of doing that.
Isn't life wonderful? Well, at least I'm falling apart. Okay. At least I'm falling apart physically.
Kind of takes your mind off it a little.
Every day you meet me, you're meeting me on the strongest day I have left. Okay. whenever that happens.
Okay.
A little side note here. I ordered some off of eBay. I ordered some rolling papers, you know, for for premium tobacco, and the ad said free gifts. Okay,
sure.
So all right, you know, good price on the papers, couple boxes, you know, real nice price anyway, but free gifts also. All right, what do you got? So James, I got to take a picture of this. I mean, they sent me, I guess, samples of every blunt wrap that they sell. Okay? There's at least 30 packages of blunt wraps.
You're here. Set up.
And some of them say 99 cents on the package.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I bought $40 worth of rolling papers, and they sent me at least $50 worth of free blunt wraps. I'm not kidding. There's cherry flavored ones, something called French Martini. What's this one?
That's a rolling paper.
Yeah, like a cigarillo that you would put weed in is the idea. Here's a pineapple one. Warning: tobacco smoke causes lung cancer. Yeah, because I'm putting tobacco in there. Yeah.
Well, the blunt is tobacco, right?
The blunt is like a cigar wrapper.
Yeah, which is tobacco.
But it's empty. Yeah, that's tobacco. But then it's empty. So imagine, I never got into smoking blunts. To me, it was always gross. Can you imagine like having to inhale the cigar part of the...
Well, that's me too.
Right.
That's me too. I never did blunts.
No, me neither.
For that reason. I'm kind of grossed out by tobacco.
But you're like the third person I've told about this deal, and nobody gives a shit. I mean, don't you understand how much money they threw away here, or...
Well, okay, because I just heard about this website where you can buy magic mushrooms.
Okay.
And they bring it to your house.
What?
And they bring you all kinds of little, I mean, they bring a pipe, they bring tchotchkes, they bring...
I got you.
Extra stuff.
Little grinder. You know,
grinder, yeah, that was one of the deals. And I thought, what is this, the dark web? You know what? I thought it's not legal.
It's not legal
in California. So, but it happened.
Huh? Really worked too, huh?
And it worked, and it was apparently pretty good. I didn't take any, but.
Well, it doesn't make any sense that mushrooms have some illegality compared to like cannabis. That doesn't make any sense.
Absolutely.
As usual.
I mean, it's coming, legality.
Somewhere. Oregon? Colorado? Somewhere?
Oregon, I think.
Personal use? Joel in the background.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of doesn't give a shit, you know.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing, a show? Whatever. I'm gonna talk.
Yeah, right.
Gonna talk to my guy about something.
The Frenchman.
Leave it to the French.
We're recording here. Oh shit. He says, "Oh shit."
Hey, you know what? It sounded like he gave a shit there for a second. So I was right, like,
for
oh, okay,
for a second, but don't let that fool you.
See, now I feel bad now for making him feel something. You know what I mean? Like how American, you know? But in all seriousness, though, we learned a lot today. Obviously, we're all watching the trial, and we're going to see how that goes. Will he escape justice? Will he...
Right? It's a cliffhanger.
It's a cliffhanger. And it's one of four trials we have coming up. So,
and extremely consequential for the future of the country.
And I'll say this. If you can do four legal trials in a year and run for president and win, you've earned it. You know what I mean?
There's something to that.
Simply running for president is a huge time waster. You know what I mean? Like, you use a lot of your time, your free time doing that. It kills people.
Yeah, right. It grays your hair.
It grays your hair and it oranges up your skin. Well, something's doing it.
Oh, that's... What is that? Yeah.
James, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
And very exciting. You know, let's check in right now with TikTok and see where we're at, shall we?
Okay. Pull it up.
Here we go. Looking good. Wow. So while we've been talking, how is that right? While we've been talking here, we've picked up 25 new followers.
Okay, a little cushion there.
And we are sitting at 982.
Okay.
So we are we're right there.
That's right.
We're right there. Another couple hours. All right, I'll keep you posted. So, everybody, we're going to have a new...
Exciting. This is like, yeah.
This might be the last show that you hear in audio only. You're finally going to see us. And we're all very confident and excited about how that's going to go. And it's going to go well. So, yes. Yeah. Which means also... people will be able to message us during the show. So we'll be able to take calls, sort of, by answering people's comments.
Yeah. Comment in the feed.
In the chat. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it becomes very interactive.
This could be a whole new thing.
It's a whole new thing. So ring light, talk to Compton, talk to whoever, you know, ring light, look, lighting. That kind of shit. Let's figure it out. TikTok. You got to get a TikTok account.
Yeah, right now.
Okay. Thank you, James.
All right. And ciao.
And once again, Joel in studio. Thank you for stopping by. Or, you know, hey, we could do a whole show on Joel. So
we could, for sure.
And we should. We should, actually.
One day.
One day. All right. Have a great day.
Ciao.
Ciao.